this resignation take you by surprise?
Yes, it did.
Was he forced out in any way by anything that happened in the course of events over the last few weeks or months?
No. It's one of those jobs that's evolved to the point where it just kind of consumed him. And, you know, he's taking it home, and so it gets to be 24/7. City administrator's job has been in place for a long time. And recently, you know, in the time that Dave has been here, they've added road construction, systematic replacement, and so forth in all of our streets, plus securing funding for infrastructure, sewer and water, and then added the permanent flood protection, and then the Main Street initiatives. And all of those require extra work. You know, we're looking at, just in the time that Dave has been here, added over $50 million worth of permanent flood protection work. And then we go into all the other stuff. And then there was a full-time job on his desk before that. And the only adjustment that has been made, to my knowledge, is when we added Garl's position as a city attorney and HR person. So it took the HR off his desk. It's a huge, huge undertaking. And that's why we're reviewing the flow chart now, to see how we can make that a position where someone can come to work and be successful, because right now there's too much.
So you're thinking of readjusting the city administrator's position?
Well, we have to look at job descriptions and see what's reasonable. Do we shift some? Do we add a position? And at this point, that is the point at which we are now. So beyond that, we're going to research.
Yeah, because I didn't hear anything about a timeline to hire another city administrator in today's meeting. So is this all under review and discussion?
Absolutely. Well, we're not discussing. We have to determine the job description before we can open it. And so that was Carl's recommendation this morning, and we'll get rolling on that, and then we'll keep you posted as to our progress. But we need to do something sooner than later, of course.
And I heard engineer. That was new to me, that concept, that might be a position to create.
Well, you know, Dave is an engineer. Mm-hmm. Okay, and all of those big dollar works have to do with engineering. Mm-hmm. And so some way, I believe it's important that we have people with engineering backgrounds in our workforce.
Okay, so it's not a hint that the public out there might think that you're getting rid of KLJ and hiring a full-time engineer?
Or is that
under discussion?
Even if we had a full-time engineer, you don't replace an engineering firms, mm-hmm. because you have all the design engineering, all of the surveying and on-site stuff. So no, that doesn't replace. It could supplement. Again, you have to look at job description and what's reasonable to expect people to accomplish, or at least put them in positions where they can have an opportunity to be successful.
And have you had a chance to look at the separation agreement? And if so, what does it say?
I have not. Carl has that
information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. The resignation at the time surprised me.
Okay.
And I've depended a lot on Dave and his knowledge and love for the city, and he has guided me well, because you know very well, when I came here, it was like the fire hose was right over my head and I was trying to get a drink from it. And you know, without Dave and people like him and Steve, you and people over at Times Record, you guys have helped me survive some pretty challenging times, and I'm grateful to all of you. And Dave is stepping away now, leaves an empty spot.
There's Mayor Dave Carlsrud, our guest here on KOVC.